You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last episode, Cassidy presented his case to the Redeemer's leader, Mother, who devised a plan to return Dreamworld and Earth back to normal. The plan involves two parts. Scarlet and Mastodon must seek out the time-traveling witch Baba Yaga, while Jack and Cassidy are set on a mission to sneak into the Sleeper's castle and steal his golden egg. However, tensions rise as the Redeemers infiltrate the Sleeper's fortress, facing unexpected opposition from the Ice Princess, who prepares to unleash her ultimate weapon, the fearsome beast, to capture our heroes. Episode 3. Interior, the Beast's Bedroom, Night. Ice Princess, the Seven Demons, General Hook, and Dragonfly enter to find the Beast sitting at a desk reading by candlelight. The Beast is a thin, bald, scrawny man in his mid-40s wearing glasses.
Princess?
Beast.
Beast? He doesn't look so bad, sleazy.
Oh, trust me, bro. Clear the hallways. This is gonna get ugly.
Ice Princess, this is a surprise. Unless you found beauty.
We have come across information that would lead us to believe Beauty was kidnapped by Jack and the Redeemers. But where she's being held is still a mystery.
You promised to find her? Why would you come to me if you didn't find her? Why? Answer me! Why?
Oh, because Jack's here now.
He is?
He and some of the Redeemers snuck into the castle. Only my troops cannot find them.
Oh, I can find them.
Oh, I know you can. But not as you. We need the other you, the more dangerous, animalistic you.
Under which Ice Princess hands the Beast a black choker necklace with a hanging yellow ruby.
Jack will tell me where Beauty is, and by his heart, she had better be safe.
The Beast places the necklace around his neck, and a startling transformation occurs. His feet become hooves, his hands grow into sharp claws, his torso expands, and his face becomes hideous with a smoking snout and large, sharp teeth. Demon Sleazy covers his eye.
Oh, I told you it was gonna get ugly.
I'm sure Beauty's safe and closer than you might think.
The camera moves closer on the yellow ruby. Trapped within the ruby itself, we see a beautiful young woman with long flowing blonde hair. This is the fabled Beauty. Exterior, import sector, docks, night. 15-foot gates with barbed wire tops run the length of the docks, leaving an old brick tunnel the only entrance. Our team of Redeemers, Scarlet, Mastodon, Cinderella, and Wolf, stand in front of the tunnel admiring the Do Not Enter signs posted along its entrance.
Even if we find the Shepherd, will she help us?
Because she hates the sleeping more than us, I can tell you that.
Yeah. They say she used to work for him, growing his magic beans. One day a few sheep from her farm got lost, ran into the fields and ate all the magic beans down to the root. The sleeper was so angry that she didn't see what happened. He used his dark magic to take away her sight, forever. But I hear it did something else to her too.
As they all consider this...
Speaking of sight, unfriendly eyes watch us.
Mastodon pulls his fisted Gatling gun and Scarlet her crossbow. The team enters the tunnel. Interior 100-foot-long brick tunnel, continuous. Burnt-out cars, trash, and small garbage can fires. The sight of the Redeemer sends the tunnel's homeless peasants into hiding. Once the Redeemers reach the end of the tunnel and step onto the docks, they see 10 piers, all abandoned.
Looks like nobody's been here in years.
Suddenly, two metal gates slam closed, sealing off the tunnel's entrance and trapping the Redeemers on the docks. The Redeemers see two little people padlock the gates closed.
We're trapped.
Ain't that the understatement of the year?
Scarlet, Mastodon, Cinderella, and Wolf witness dozens of suit-wearing little people known as the Stiltskin Mob emerge from hidden positions. Their leader is the Dapper Don himself, Rumpelstiltskin, 40s.
Weapons on the floor, Scarlet. Now.
Rumpelstiltskin.
You tripped an alarm. Woke me up from a nap. And I haven't been sleeping well lately. Anyway, it looks like you're lost. The Enchanted Forest is over there. The city's over there. The docks, well, they're mine.
We're not looking for a fight.
Smart girl. I know you're not with the sleeper. We would have fried you at first sight. Turn around and go home. No harm done.
We can't do that, Stiltskin. We need to find the Shepherd, and we know she's on the docks.
You want to poke around my docks for the Shepherd? There is no Shepherd. She's just a pipe dream. So hit the road!
Stiltskin cocks his gun's hammer, and so do his boys. After a moment, Wolf howls as a thick gray mist settles over the end of the pier, where a hooded figure now stands. Wolf jumps off to intercept.
Oh, now you're gone and done it.
Cut to the end of the pier, where we see Wolf striding aggressively toward a hooded, ghost-like figure. He's growling, ready to attack. But the figure extends their hand, and Wolf suddenly halts, then lies down playfully. The hooded figure lowers her hood, revealing a blind woman mid-30s with a single pink hair ribbon wrapped around her head, covering over her blind eyes. This is Little Bo Peep, also known as the Shepherd.
Hello, my furry friend. You carry the smell of Camelot.
The Shepherd looks towards Stiltskin and the Redeemers.
Come, let us join the others.
The Shepherd grabs her shepherd's staff and walks the pier with Wolf.
The Shepherd?
Hey, boss! Stay out of sight! I don't know if it's safe.
Stiltskin, you work for the Shepherd?
Hey, everyone works for someone.
Scarlet whispers to Mastodon.
I can't believe she's real.
The Shepherd violently swings his staff at Scarlet, the hook on the end stopping an inch from her face.
I recognize you as Mother's children, Scarlet Hood. That is why I revealed myself to you.
Hello, Shepherd.
That strong voice can only be the legendary Mastodon.
The Shepherd looks from Mastodon to Cinderella and smiles.
You have a new companion. A young one. So pretty. So afraid. Don't be frightened, child.
My name is Cinderella.
I am the Shepherd. And you wish to make a journey through the Enchanted Forest. Do you not?
Exterior building continues. Across from the docks, on a building's rooftop, we find Humpty Dumpty spying on the Shepherd, Scarlet Hood, the rest of the Redeemers through a set of binoculars. Next to him are the three pigs with an armory at their feet.
Ain't that cute?
They're all becoming fast friends.
Pig number two loads a pig-headed mortar shell into a mortar.
This is just the thing. Perfect for every occasion. Take them all out in one. Salvo.
Why would the Redeemers want to head into the Enchanted Forest?
They... Rhetorical balls?
Only thing in the forest are bears. Peasants who don't want to pay taxes to the sleeper and the... that nasty witch, Baba Yaga.
Exterior the docks, continuous.
I don't know, boss. I never liked the Redeemers much. Who do they think they are? Stealing magic beans, living in Camelot? Highfalutin, I tell you.
A faint whistling sound in the distance. It's getting louder. Closer.
Stiltskin, get your men away from the crates. It sounds like... incoming!
A pig rocket explodes nearby some crates. Stiltskin pulls out a spyglass and pans the skyline for the rocket's origin. He finds Humpty and the pig's rooftop.
They're above the tunnel! Top of that building! Light them up, boys!
Stiltskin's mob opens up the building's roof. Another pig rocket blows up more crates on the dock. Mastodon returns fire from his mini Gatling gun.
I know these guys. The three pigs. Work for Jackson and Jillian. They're animals. Literally and figuratively. Protect the shepherd!
Which Mastodon does, also pulling in Cinderella, as more pig rocket explosions intensify.
Please, shepherd. We need to find Baba Yaga in the Enchanted Forest. Can you help us?
Your mission is urgent. Urgent enough to ring Jackson and Jillian's assassins.
Yes.
Then I will take you. Baba Yaga trained me at her house after the sleeper took my sight. I know its location like the back of my hand.
After a beat, the shelling stops.
No more bombs?
That means ground assault. Guard the tunnel! They're gonna make a push!
Stiltskin's men take positions toward the inside of the tunnel, aiming their guns at the tunnel's gated entrance.
If you're gonna go, go now! I can handle the other white meat.
Thank you, Stiltskin.
Just protect the boss, Red. She's a special lady.
I'll be back, old friend.
And I'll be waiting.
Come, mother's children, this way.
We follow the shepherd as she leads Mastodon, Cinderella, Scarlet, and the wolf into a small rowboat. Mastodon begins rowing. Off-screen, we hear a heavy barrage of gunfire. Then multiple explosions originate from where Stiltskin and his mob were positioned. No one could have survived that attack. The shepherd, Scarlet, and Mastodon realize what has occurred. Stiltskin and his men are dead. She lowers her head, but there is little time to mourn. Interior, the sleeper's sanctum, night. We're in the king's royal bedchamber. Close on a man's pair of boots in an enclosed clear glass casket. The camera moves slowly up the man's body until it reaches the man's white bearded face. This is the sleeper.
That's him. Helpless as a child. In the midst of his dark sleep.
A dark sleep?
All dark sorcerers must take the dark sleep to replenish their magic and recommit themselves to dark sorcery. The dark sleep makes him strong, but it's the power of the golden egg that makes the sleeper invincible.
Jack and Cassidy now hover over the golden egg, the size of a Fabergé egg, which rests on a pedestal with wires running to the sleeper's casket.
It's known to amplify magical energy. In the sleeper's case, it magnifies his powers enough to conquer all of Dreamworld and force the rest of us underground.
Where did it come from?
It's silly, really. I mean, Mother says there was a goose that laid golden power eggs.
It's not so silly. I've heard stories about that goose.
Yeah, I guess you would have.
Jack takes the golden egg and hands it to Cassidy.
Take the egg to Bluebeard and Staria.
What about you?
Jack draws his sword, indicating his desire to kill the sleeper while he's sleeping.
I'm going to end this war once and for all.
Jack, you can't be serious.
It's no less than he deserves.
Killing in a fight is one thing, but this is murder.
Yeah. So, do you know how many people the sleeper has killed?
We now cut to interior kitchen, night. Outside the kitchen, the soldiers of the 4th march away from the kitchen door. Watching them go from the kitchen door's window is Bluebeard. Concerned, Bluebeard peels himself from his lookout post.
The soldiers left Jack. This isn't good. Maybe that baker is coming back.
A slight cracking sound is heard from the dumbwaiter shaft.
You hear that?
The dumbwaiter lands. Staria opens the dumbwaiter's door to find Cassidy holding the golden egg.
Where's Jack?
Still in the sleeper's chamber. He wanted to...
I know what he wants to do. He's got 5 minutes, and then we leave without him.
Suddenly, Bluebeard hears something strange, a large, gruesome growl outside the door. He turns to see the beast's face pop into the kitchen door's window. Yikes! The beast smashes through the door and into the kitchen. Staria fires an energy arrow from her bow, which hits the beast, jolting him with an electric charge, but it doesn't stop it.
Stranger! Get the egg to Mother!
Cassidy runs for the floor grating, but the beast jumps in the way and shoves Cassidy down, causing him to fumble the egg high in the air. Bluebeard catches it like a football. Staria knocks the baker's cake in the beast's face, then helps Cassidy to his feet.
Are you all right?
Holy f... What is that thing, Bluebeard?
The beast! Run! Into the hallway, now!
As Cassidy and Staria enter the hallway, Bluebeard stuffs the golden egg under his shirt, draws his sword, and faces off with the beast. The beast lets out a giant roar. His monstrous hooves stomp the ground. He's preparing to charge Bluebeard.
This doesn't look good. I'm all for an honorable fight, but there is also honor in a strategic retreat.
Bluebeard then runs into the hallway. The beast follows. The chase is on. Interior hallway continues. Cassidy, Staria, and Bluebeard run fast with the beast hot on their heels. As they enter the grand hallway, Bluebeard sees a giant chandelier kept hanging by a rope tied to the wall. As Bluebeard passes the rope, he slices it with his sword. The chandelier plummets and is about to crush the approaching beast. As the Redeemers enter another hallway, they hear a giant smash of broken glass. Cassidy, Bluebeard, and Staria take a moment to catch their breath.
Do you think that stopped him?
The beast crashes into the hallway through a stained glass window.
I don't think so.
Cassidy, Bluebeard, and Staria dash quickly out of the hallway. The beast, however, instead of following with his normal ferocity, slowly walks his pursuit. Exterior, the courtyard, continuous. Cassidy, Bluebeard, and Staria run into the castle's courtyard, where they've walked into a trap. Now surrounding our heroes are dozens of soldiers of the Fourth and Flying Lost. The path from which they come is blocked by the beast, and to make matters worse, entering the courtyard now is Ice Princess, the Seven, General Pan, and Dragonfly. Bluebeard, Staria, and Cassidy move to the courtyard's fountain. Ice Princess considers the heroes.
Look what we have here. Wait. Ugh, one of you is missing. Where is he? Where's Jack?
We now cut to interior the sleeper's sanctum, continuous. As Jack opens the glass casket, ready to strike.
If this is murder, so be it.
Jack raises his sword and strikes the sleeper's neck, but the sword passes through the sleeper's body as if it's an illusion. Then, piercing red eyes appear in the shadows behind Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Before Jack can turn around, he's blasted in the back with a red force bolt, sending him through the window and out into the courtyard.
Bye, Jack.
Exterior courtyard continuous. Jack's body lands in the fountain. Staria runs over to examine him.
How is he?
The water softened the fall, but he's out cold.
As Staria tends to Jack, the sleeper levitates into the courtyard. The sleeper is about 8 feet tall with a perfectly trimmed white beard.
Staria, forget about Jack for now.
Why?
General Pan has grabbed Cassidy and is levitating in midair with his hook pressed against Cassidy's neck. Cassidy drops his half-sword to the ground. It lands in front of Bluebeard.
Now I have something of yours, Bluebeard.
Bluebeard places the golden egg above his head.
Father, he has the golden egg.
Stand down, old man, or your battery here ends up in 1,000 pieces.
A futile proposal, since you lack even Jack's courage. No, you will not destroy the egg because, for some reason, you and your companions need it. Bearing the same logic, you will return the egg to me as to not risk the unnecessary death of your new friend here, the stranger.
No, I will smash the egg, and all your lust and all your men will never put it back together again.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Bluebeard then lets the egg fall.
You fool!
But then he kicks it back up to his hands. Ha!
I told you I wasn't bluffing. Release this stranger. Do it now.
Here are my terms. The stranger's life for my egg, and go in peace.
Don't trust him, Bluebeard. Take the egg and get out of here.
If the stranger dies, then the hope of changing Dreamworld back dies with him. At least if the egg is returned, we know it's safe.
What about Jack?
Oh, he goes to the dungeons. That's non-negotiable.
Bluebeard holds out the golden egg. It's a deal. Demon Gropey flies over, grabs it, and returns it to the sleeper. The egg glows a dull black in the sleeper's presence.
Here, King, and I might say you look well rested.
Thank you, Gropey.
Okay, sleeper. You can have the egg.
General Pan looks to the sleeper, awaiting his orders.
I wonder, stranger, what importance do you play in the Redeemer's stealing my golden egg? This will require some thought, Well, I'm afraid I must make an addendum to our agreement, Bluebeard. The stranger stays.
No!
Jeez, even the stranger saw that one coming. And he's a complete fool.
The sleeper's eyes power up, ready to blast Bluebeard and Staria.
Go now or incur my wrath. Tweedledee, escort them out of the fortress at once.
But don't go beating yourself up over this. It was a lose-lose situation.
Tweedledee, backed by a squad of soldiers of the Fourth, ushers Bluebeard and Staria out of the courtyard.
The Seven, take Jack and the stranger to a cell at once.
The seven demons grab Jack and Cassidy and drag them off.
A bold display, Father. And Gropey's right. You do look well rested.
The sleeper backhands Ice Princess in the face.
Ah!
And you look weak and foolish. In my absence, the Redeemers still live and almost escaped with my golden egg.
The Redeemers were trapped and going nowhere. Their possession of the egg changed nothing.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
For the record, it was you who just let two of their number escape.
Oh, child. You doubt me? The result of having a self-absorbed daughter instead of a strong-willed son. Dragonfly. Pursue and observe.
Dragonfly releases a fireball, then buzzes off to follow Bluebeard and Staria.
They'll return to Camelot. To Mother.
Of course they will.
Interior, the Enchanted Forest, night. Lightning bugs create a gentle buzz. Vibrant flowers sway, and majestic redwood trees form a picturesque and whimsical landscape in this magical place. We find Wolf leading Mastodon, Scarlet, Cinderella, and the Shepherd toward a steep mountain where the path splits into opposite directions. Two signs posted above each path. Both signs say the same thing. This way to Baba Yaga's house.
Is this some kind of joke?
It could take days, and we'd be on the wrong path. Unless we split up.
Baba Yaga is a crafty old witch. You'll find when dealing with her, always look at the least likely option.
The shepherd swings her staff directly into the steep mountain. It passes through the rocky wall unharmed. The steep mountain is nothing more than an illusion.
After you.
One by one, the Redeemers enter the steep mountain illusion. Exterior steep mountain illusion. Baba Yaga's castle continues. Baba Yaga's castle is a combination of a brown colonial mansion and a medieval castle. Scarlet Hood, Wolf, Mastodon, Cinderella, and the Shepherd enter the front yard.
Baba Yaga's castle.
Is that gingerbread?
From the ceiling to the walls.
I like the smell very much.
Yeah, Cinderella. It's making me hungry. Come on.
Mastodon walks toward the castle, but the shepherd stops him.
Be still, my giant friend. Baba Yaga has a guardian, the Prince of Frogs. He should have greeted us by now.
Look, there's someone on the porch.
On the porch of the castle is a beaten Prince Frog, a creature with the head and limbs of a frog attached to the torso of a man.
Prince Frog, can you hear me?
There's no response from Prince Frog.
He's unconscious. Or worse.
Check for a heartbeat.
I would if I knew where his heart was.
The Redeemers hear the ignition roar of a fire.
Listen. It's a fire. Coming from the back of the house.
Mastodon draws his fisted mini Gatling gun. Scarlet, her crossbow. The team heads toward the back of the castle. Exterior Baba Yaga's backyard, a few moments later. A bonfire burns bright as Humpty Dumpty stands over Baba Yaga, who's tied to a skewer about to be roasted over an open fire. The Redeemers stop at the backyard's entrance.
Glad to see you weren't fooled by our little magic show either.
The three pigs step out of the forest from behind Humpty.
Welcome to our barbecue. We'll be saving a roasted old witch. By the looks of it, there's plenty to go around.
Let her go, Humpty.
Sorry, big fella. You already took one of my broads. You ain't taking this one.
Boom. A small explosion occurs near Mastodon.
Sniper!
Pig number three uses a slingshot of sling-exploding baseball-sized rocks at our heroes. The other pigs pull similar weapons, forcing the Redeemers to hide behind a giant boulder.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can't say much for my gun, though. It's mincemeat.
Mastodon discards his mini Gatling gun, which has a shard of rock wedged in its barrel.
These guys have way too much firepower for a head-on charge. We'll take a pounding.
We need a distraction.
Allow me. I'll draw their attention to the forest.
Mastodon is skeptical of what the shepherd can do.
You must look beyond what you can see, Mastodon. Once you do, you'll see more than you ever thought possible.
Of course, Shepard.
Wolf, we'll handle those pigs. You go free Baba Yaga, understand?
Wolf growls.
Good boy. All right, Shepard. Let's do it.
In a blur of superhuman speed, the Shepard darts off into the forest, dodging a hailstorm of mystic rocks.
The shepherd's fleeing into the forest, my little pigs. Time to get up close and very personal.
I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll kick her face in.
Pig number one follows the shepherd, while Mastodon picks up a large boulder and hurls it at the two remaining pigs, scattering them.
Good work, Mastodon. Now, let's press the attack.
Scarlet, Mastodon, and Cinderella charge Humpty's position as the pigs regroup. Pig number three shoots an exploding rock in front of Scarlet. The blast sends her flying through the back door of the castle.
Scarlet!
Distracted, Mastodon receives two pig hooves in the chest from pig number two. The blow launches Mastodon into the forest. Cut to interior, enchanted forest, night. As pig number one walks through the forest, slowly in search of the shepherd.
Hey, shepherd, where you at? I ain't gonna hurt you much.
Said as he smashes a small rock with his mighty hoof.
You can't hide forever!
Under which the shepherd appears behind him. As she's about to attack him, pig number one turns around.
Thought you could sneak up on me? Bad move!
The shepherd hits pig number one in the crotch with a staff. He falls to the ground, writhing with pain.
Got you for this? On my honor as a pig!
You're not a pig, my friend. You're just a lost little sheep. I know this because even though the sleeper took my sight, his magic somehow still allows me to see. I can see people for who they really are.
The shepherd uses the hook at the end of her staff and hooks him by the neck.
Here, let me show you your true self. Get ready to experience the blinding light of the shepherd's sight.
A radiant glow of pure white energy passes from the shepherd through her staff and into pig number one. As a result, pig number one experiences a rush of images and flashbacks from his life. Him beating up peasants. Him chopping off a male's head with a huge battle axe. These images replay themselves faster and faster until...
Make it stop! Please make it stop!
End flashbacks as pig number one falls to the floor crying hysterically.
I'm such a jerk! What am I? What kind of pig have I become?
Spin off.
Pig number one, the spin off.
Beautiful
story.
Amazing.
We now cut to interior clearing in the forest, night, where we find pig number two walking forward on his hands, leading with these deadly hoofs, jackhammering at the backpedaling Mastodon.
I'm gonna get ya! I'm gonna get ya!
I don't think so, Pig.
Mastodon grabs one of Pig Number Two's hoofs and slams him against a giant redbird.
Ouch. That's gotta hurt.
We now cut to interior gingerbread house, living room, night. As Pig Number Three ravages through all of it in his hunt to find Scarlet.
Scarlet, come out. Come out wherever you are.
A woman's humming from the next room. Pig Number Three hears this.
You're just like my girlfriend. Can't keep her app shut.
Pig Number Three sees Scarlet sitting Indian style behind a sofa in her pre-werewolf trance.
No way, Missy. I heard you got a wild side.
Pig Number Three breaks her trance by picking her up and throwing her through the living room window. Scarlet lands on Baba Yaga's front porch and begins crawling down the porch stairs. Pig Number Three jumps steps onto the porch and charges at Scarlet.
Now for the coup de grace.
Don't change it.
Pig Number Three is about to ram Scarlet when into view leaps Prince Frog, now conscious. Prince Frog grabs Scarlet and jumps her out of harm's way.
Prince Frog, well, thanks. I thought you croaked.
All evidence to the contrary.
Prince Frog and Scarlet land on a high-up branch in a nearby tree. Scarlet takes a seat.
Are you hurt, Lady Scarlet?
I'll live, kind sir.
Hey, Slimy, come down from that tree so I can finish you off.
If you will excuse me, m'lady, I have a foul-mouthed pig to thrash.
Prince Frog then leaps high in the air and lands right next to Pig Number Three, draws his sword and decapitates Pig Number Three. After a moment, Prince Frog sheaths his sword and leaps back up to Scarlet.
Thanks for the save, Prince. You're a good man.
Oh, if only I were a man. But at least I'm a good frog. Anyway, Baba Yaga said you'd be coming. Let me take a guess. You're here to tell us about the real dream world, or that this isn't the real dream world. Oh, she's been waiting for you.
What, does she have a crystal ball?
Well, actually, she has quite a few. One for every season.
A woman's scream coming from the back of the castle.
Can you get us back there?
Oh, yes. Hold on.
Scarlet wraps her arms around Prince Frog as he takes a giant leap over the castle and drops into the backyard court. Exterior backyard court continuous. Prince Frog and Scarlet join Wolf and Baba Yaga as they face off against Humpty. Humpty pulls Cinderella by the hair and dangles a switchblade knife at her throat.
A simple spell and I'll turn him into a rooster.
You think so? Shoot your shot, Baba Yaga, and it'll be curtains for the pretty dancer.
Kill him. Do it now. My life is not worth it.
Behind Humpty, Mastodon silently emerges from the forest. Mastodon's huge hands reach around Humpty's head and snaps his neck. Humpty falls dead.
Of course it is.
Interior dungeon, close on Demon Hands, night. Clank. Demon Hands clamp shackles around a man's waist, wrists, biceps, thighs, and neck. Pull out to a one-room dungeon lit only by moonlight. The man bound by chains is Jack. The chains are attached to the wall, stretching his body to its limits. Standing in front of him are demons, meany, dumpy, and unhappy.
Between us, Jack, I always thought Scarlet could do better. She's super hot, and you're just a cheeky chump with cool hair.
Big talk to a man who's chained up.
Chained up and never getting free. Let's see you bust out of that, especially since we got all of your toys.
Meany opens his claw to reveal 5 mini silver lock picks that Jack had hidden on him. The demons exit. After a moment, Jack searches around his mouth and pulls a mini silver lock pick in between his teeth. Interior 2-cell dungeon continues. Meany, unhappy and dumpy, carrying a full body mirror encased in classic brass, enter. The first cell holds an old man sleeping away. The second cell contains Cassidy, chained to the wall with Ice Princess and her demons lurching over him. Cassidy's bruised. Gropey's been working him over.
If
you want to know about the Redeemers, ask a Redeemer.
The demons place the mirror in front of Cassidy.
I've been wailing on him for a while now, boss. He can take a punch. He ain't giving it up.
Of course he will, just not to you.
Hey, boss. You don't need a mirror to get him to spill the beans. I could spill him. Literally.
This isn't just any mirror, boys. It's Pandora's mirror.
Oh.
If the stranger won't talk, I know his reflection will.
Ooh.
Cassidy looks into the mirror. His reflection appears trapped now within the glass as he himself passes out.
Now, reveal to me the truth about why you want the golden egg.
It's quite simple, Ice Princess. You're not real.
Sleazy's confused.
Does he mean, like, metaphorically? 'Cause I could see that.
None of this is real. This is the wrong timeline of Dreamworld. I was brought here from a planet called Earth to go back into Dreamworld's history, find what caused the timeline shift, and restore the real Dreamworld. The golden egg was to help send me back in time.
Ice Princess and the demons are floored by this news. It sounds unbelievable.
This story is cray-cray. It's madness.
Not madness, Princess, but a mad truth. As you know, the mirror doesn't lie.
No, it doesn't. Time travel requires an advanced spellcaster, and there's no one among the Redeemers. Who would cast such a spell?
There's a spellcaster in the Enchanted Forest.
Baba Yaga.
Cassidy's reflection nods.
So, Baba Yaga sends you back to this real dream world, but when? Is it a time before my father ruled?
In a manner, yes. You see, your father never ruled the real dream world, because in the real dream world, he wasn't your father. The real dream world had no sleeper, no ice princess, no demons.
No demons? That sucks.
Enough. Bring Pandora's mirror to the throne room at once. The sleeper must make a judgment.
Cassidy's image disappears from the mirror, and he immediately regains consciousness.
What happened?
You sang like a canary. When the big boss finds out the deal, your number's up, chump.
The seven grab the mirror and exit with the ice princess behind them. After a beat, the old man, whom we thought was sleeping, rises slowly, his face hidden among the shadows.
Quite a story, my friend.
Come again?
I said, that's quite a story you've got there. You're missing some details, but you have the gist. This isn't the real dream world.
How would you know?
The old man steps into the light. It's Midas. He's dangerously thin and strung out, like a drug addict.
Because I was there when all went wrong. I'm the one responsible. My name is Midas.
King Midas?
I suppose I was a king once. Now I'm nothing more than the sleeper's golden goose.
Midas thinks back to the old dream world as we see flashbacks of the Camelot Forest, just after Midas killed Marigold. The wild storm is in full swing as Midas cradles Marigold's corpse.
Oh, God!
The light of White Whisper flashes over the area. Marigold's body turns into a golden statue. Horrified, Midas lets go of her body and discovers his hands up to the wrist have become gold. Midas reaches for a nearby branch and transforms it into gold. At that moment, Merlin steps into view behind Midas. We can tell it's Merlin by his lengthy white beard, but he's younger now. Merlin has become the sleeper. End Midas's flashback and resume scene with Cassidy and Midas as Midas presents his hands to Cassidy. They turn from a human skin tone to gold in a matter of seconds.
I can make anything I touch into gold. Ironic, wouldn't you say?
If you are King Midas, the real King Midas, how is it you still have your memory of the old dream world?
I journeyed too long from my fairy tale and became displaced in time. When the change in dream world occurred, my body changed, but my mind remembers everything.
Father Time brought me from Earth. I'm the last person to survive. My mission is to go back in time and stop you.
Interior Jack's dungeon hallway, night. Three soldiers stand at attention. Soldier number one hears a sound from Jack's dungeon. He enters to see Jack still bound by the chains.
What was that sound?
Beats me.
Soldier number one scans the room and finds a silver mini lockpick gleaming on the floor in the moonlight, a few feet from Jack. He picks it up.
Jack, you thought you could pick all those locks with this little thing?
Jack shimmies, and then all of the chains come crashing to the floor.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jack then knocks out soldier number one. Interior sleeper's throne room. Close on the sleeper, night. The sleeper's eyes bear an unyielding rage. This is not a happy man.
Again.
Ice Princess, the Seven, and General Pan all stand around Pandora's mirror, where Cassidy's reflection is frozen.
The mirror doesn't lie.
Again!
The Ice Princess snaps her fingers, and the mirror rewinds Cassidy's reflection like a DVR.
None of this is real. This is the wrong timeline of Dreamworld. I was brought here from planet Earth to go back in time, and...
Under which an extremely loud alarm siren sounds off.
The uh-oh is from the prison cells, King. That can only mean one thing.
Jack.
The sleeper rises and heads toward the throne room doors. Ice Princess, the Seven, and General Pan follow. The mirror continues on.
To go back into Dreamworld's history and find what caused the timeline rift.
Interior dungeon hallway, a few moments later. The sleeper reads a message written in blood on the hallway wall directly across from the elevator. It reads, Jack's back, all hail the sleeper. Underneath the message, propped up against the wall, are three dead soldiers of the Fourth stripped down to their underwear. The sleeper heads towards Cassidy's dungeon, confirming his suspicion. Cassidy has escaped. Tweedledee steps into the room.
A lifetime of ruling, and this stranger intends to undo all I have accomplished. Jack and the Redeemers, they'll keep coming for the egg.
Perhaps, my lord, there is a silver lining.
What is that?
They'll keep coming for the egg. Oh!
As the sleeper contemplates this, he looks over to Midas' cell and notices Midas is gone too. Tweedledee mumbles to himself, then begins to spin uncontrollably.
Oh, and I have more good news. Good news is good news, and real bad news is bad. This is good. It will make you smile now that Jack and the others are escaping and most probably on the way down. Too bad their home won't be there when they show up.
Tweedledee comes to a quick stop. He's now Tweedledum.
We've just received word Dragonfly has located Camelot.
The sleeper smiles as we end episode 3.
That was a good end.
Okay, friends, if you need to use the restroom, go ahead and do that. Otherwise, if you can stay close, let's stay close so that we can get wrapped up.